My name is Jill Wolf. I'm 37 years old. Today is June 17th, 2017. I'm at the Chicago Cultural Center, and I'm with my friend and colleague.
My name is Clara Williams, and I'm 56 years old, and today is June 17, 2017. My location is the Cultural Center in Chicago. My relationship is my son and co-worker.
My name is Dante Williams. I'm 36 years old. Today's date is June 17, 2017. We're at the Chicago Cultural Center, and my relationship to the interviewer is colleague, friend, and advocate, and my relationship to Clara is my mother.
I'm so excited to be getting to sit here with both of you. Clara, thank you for birthing this handsome, strapping man next to you, who is somebody I get to work with on a daily basis.
Welcome.
Tell me a little bit about how you would describe your son.
My son is the most intelligent, the most bright son. He's lovable. He loves to work very hard. He always tries to put the family first in whatever he do. And he's just an all-around wonderful kid.
Dante, tell me about the woman sitting next to you here.
Wow, just awesome, amazing, strong, persevering, my backbone and my motivation in life. You know, she's everything to me, and she wouldn't be where I am today without her. And she's just, it's my world right here. It's my mom.
Maybe you could tell me a little bit about the most recent interview, what you remember about what pulled at my heartstrings.
I was applying for the position of hepatitis C program coordinator, and there was a portion of the interview where I had to pitch the program or the importance of hepatitis C. And during that presentation, I told the story of my last memory of my dad. And the last memory of my dad, framed it as I was growing up on the west side of Chicago. And I asked you to imagine for a second that inside of an apartment on the west side, there was a man sitting in a chair and a little boy wearing Scooby-Doo underwear. The man in the chair asked for the little boy to come over and sit on his lap. And so the little boy sat on his lap and he looked at him and told him, "Son, today you're gonna be the man in the house pretty soon." And so that story was my actual story of my last remembrance of my dad.
Do you remember that, Clara?
Yes.
So your dad, Jimmy. We call him Jimmy, yeah?
Jimmy,
yeah.
Yep.
Tell me what happened to your dad, either one of you, or tell me what happened to Jimmy and what brought you ultimately to interview for this coordinator position and bring your dad into the picture of using as an example to interview and clearly get a job.
Jimmy was sick for a long time. And he did not tell me that. We went on with our everyday life. We did everything together. He was a guy that was always up and going, moving, never sat still for a minute. Over a year or so, he still did not let me know that he was sick. It was something that he took on himself, all by himself. I did not find out that he was sick until I had to take him to the doctor. When he stopped eating and he stopped going to work, then I knew something was wrong. I took him over to Cook County, and there at Cook County Hospital, they diagnosed him after running a number of tests, found out that he had liver cancer. And they gave us a couple of options, and so he wanted to do the surgery. And at that time, the doctors did tell us that nothing is guaranteed. His chances were very slim. They did the surgery, and at that time, they came back to tell me that, unfortunately, the cancer had spread. They told me, you can kind of prepare for the worst. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there was nothing else they could do. So they brought him out of the surgery. He was in recovery, and probably around 30, 40 minutes later, he died. Mm-hmm. So I never knew nothing about liver cancer. I never knew nothing about cancer itself until his death.
Mm-hmm. Dante, knowing what you know now and working in the field that we work in, what's it like to sit there and hear your mom tell a story about your dad and knowing what you know?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's hard to hear because, you know, looking at where we are now with what we know about hepatitis C and liver cancer and those things, you know, my dad, if, you know, my dad would have maybe been a little bit more open to going to the doc and, you know, my dad was in Vietnam. You know, when we look at the people that are most at risk for hepatitis C, and I don't know for sure that he had hepatitis C, but I do know that he would have been at high risk. You know, he was a Vietnam vet. He's African American. He was a baby boomer. He fit all of those cohorts that the CDC now says is the highest risk of hepatitis C, which eventually leads to liver cancer. And from, you know, just my memory of him and what my mom says, you know, he was here one day and he was just gone the next.
Yeah.
I mean, the impact is great because the lives that we're losing due to this disease, the undiagnosed and the misdiagnosis of this disease, it doesn't have to happen. We're in a state now where, you know, the technology is there, the treatment is there. We've got a few other barriers, but no one should have to lose their father, their brother, their son, their mother to this disease anymore, because it shouldn't happen. We have what we need in order to fix this, to right this ship.
Yeah.
Well, I would just like to thank you for giving me the opportunity, you and my son, for telling my story. Never actually really sat down and told a story, so it makes a big difference when you're actually sitting live with someone and you're telling the story. And then also, you're sharing it with the world, because you never know what a person is going through. You never know how a person can take what you have given out and use it.
Dante,
thank you.
Anything on your end?
And if, you know, you guys know of anyone that was born between the years of 1945 and 1965, please encourage them to get tested for hepatitis C, because the end result of an undiagnosed and untreated hepatitis C virus is ultimately death, and we can avoid that. So please.
Yeah, in honor of Jimmy, let's get a Jimmy event going and test all these men, huh?
Yeah, that sounds great.
And you know, you can always push back on me. I welcome it.
Okay.
And you do sometimes. Anything else, guys?
That's it.
I appreciate you both very
much. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.